Hey, this is Nomar Slevic, author of UFOs Over Maine, and you're listening to the Ghosts in the Valley podcast.
Hello and welcome to Ghost in the Valley podcast. This is Al Cooley, and today's episode is on the Arlington Covered Bridge, or also the Old Covered Bridge, and in this case today it's the Crybaby Bridge. This bridge connects Arlington Road with Bridge Street Road in Newton Falls, Ohio. Newton Falls is a very small village. It's located just northwest of Youngstown, Ohio, and southeast of Cleveland, Ohio. The Arlington Street Bridge was constructed in 1831 that accommodates automobiles and pedestrians over the east branch of the Mahoning River. The crosswalk on the side of the bridge was built in 1921. This was for the safety of the students. At the eastern end of Bridge Street, the Covered Bridge is the second oldest bridge in Ohio, and the only bridge with a covered crosswalk. The bridge is 117 feet long and is built with town lattice truss style. It replaced a log bridge constructed on the same site. Over the years, the wooden span has required many repairs. Most recently, it was closed for 2 years from a car crash that took out one of the truss supports. Occasionally, floods, ice jams have also damaged the bridge. The most severe was a massive F5 tornado in 1985 that ripped through the town of Newton Falls and also ripped through a 27-mile path through Trumbull County, and for 47 miles it stayed on ground through Ohio and PA. 10 people were killed in Ohio and 8 people in Pennsylvania. The F5 tornado had wind speeds topping 300 miles per hour. It was the largest tornado in the world in 1985. Truck traffic is prohibited from crossing the bridge due to their weight and their height. In November of 1974, the bridge was listed with the United States Department of Interior National Register of Historic Places. But many people in Trumbull County refer to the Arlington Street Bridge, or the Old Covered Bridge, as the Crybaby Bridge. One of the myths tossed around in the area for being called the Crybaby Bridge was because many years ago, it is said that a baby was tossed into the river by a young unwed mother, and after the mother tossed her baby into the swift current below the river, the mother had second thoughts about what she had done, and she herself jumped into the river to save the child. Upon trying to save the child, the mother herself drowned from the swift undercurrent. Both mother and baby can be heard to this day from people crossing the bridge. Many kayakers who have kayaked the river have also heard a mother's screams crying out for her baby. I myself have traveled to the bridge many times. I have never heard the mother. I have never heard the baby. It is said you must go on the bridge after dark, before daylight, and that is the best time to hear the baby crying. I am now going to travel back to the Covered Bridge. It is approximately 5:30 a.m. I live a half a mile away from the bridge in Newton Falls, and let's see if I hear the baby crying. What I'm going to do is I'm going to tie a string around my wireless mic. I'm going to lower it down to the waters, well, about a foot above the river, and see if I can hear the mother or the baby. I'll be back with my thoughts after doing this. I'm now at the Old Covered Bridge, or the Arlington Bridge, walking over the sidewalk next to the bridge. It was erected in the 1920s. It's got a metal roof, and it's starting to rain a little bit. I think there's a storm moving in. Oh yeah, there is. It's coming down pretty good now. I'm going to lower my wireless mic down about a foot above the river. See if I can get any sounds other than the birds chirping. And there are people crossing over the bridge right now. Surprising at 5:30 in the morning. I will let the microphone run for a little bit. Okay, I'm gonna get back under cover under the bridge. It's really raining. I'm gonna check out my footage when I get back. Okay, I'm back in the studio. I just returned from the Newton Falls Covered Bridge, or the Crybaby Bridge. On myself, I didn't hear anything. I ran it through my digital mixer. I still didn't hear anything. I heard many birds. There was a severe thunderstorm that rolled through the area as I was on the bridge. And they say you have to go to the crosswalk on the side of the bridge, which is the best thing to do anyway, because it's a one-lane bridge, and traffic still travels through the area across the bridge. And amazingly, there was traffic as I was on the sidewalk of the bridge. There is a metal roof that covers the bridge and the walking area. The rain was so fierce and hail as I was on the bridge, I could only stay there for so long because it was coming in towards me, which was a little strange. There was nothing at all until I got to the covered bridge and the storm moved in, which is kind of eerie. It was an eerie feeling I had on the bridge, but again, I didn't hear the baby. I didn't hear the mother crying out for help. I have had friends that live in town that have told me they have heard the baby crying. They have never heard the mother crying out for help, but they have heard the baby crying around midnight. I've been there around midnight in previous visits. I have never heard the sound of the baby. We'll try again. We're going to try again because I only live like half a mile away. And I thought this was, like I said, very peculiar that I was there and a storm moved in. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And I have some updates coming on my book signing at the Ghost Walk in Warren, Ohio. I have also updates on my travels to Brandy Station, Virginia. I will also have guests on my show from the Brandy Station Paracon in upcoming episodes. I will see you in 2 weeks with another great episode on Ghosts in the Valley podcast.